Hello everyone, welcome to Chapter 5. Today we're talking about the top-notch rich niche, or the top-notch riche niche, depending on how you would like to pronounce it. So we start off with a quote by Lee Steinberg, American sports agent. He said, "Very narrow areas of expertise can be very productive. Develop your own profile. Develop your own niche." Okay, so let's start with tip 31, create a rich niche or riche niche. One of the most profit-enhancing strategies for a business is to be very clear about their niche. The more clearly and tightly you define your niche, the more profitable it is. For example, think about a CPA firm. If the firm says they take on any client, there is no focus. The potential client sees no competitive advantage. However, if the CPA firm specializes, for example, in working with companies that have an employee ownership plan, or ESOP, they are likely to be the only firm or one of very few that offers this specific specialty. This is a huge draw, and with the right online and offline marketing, the company will attract clients from all over the country. Think about the opportunities your company has. Think about what you really love, where your biggest talents lie, and the types of clients you like working with the most. What is profitable? It is highly likely that you do not have a lack of opportunity. It is more likely you have an abundance of opportunity, and the big question is to decide which area to focus on. Have the courage to make this decision and pursue it. Create your riche niche. You gotta keep trying to find your niche and trying to fit into whatever slot that's left for you, or to make one of your own. Dolly Parton, American singer, songwriter, actress, and founder of Dolly Parton Entertainment, said this. Okay, here comes tip 32, and this is one of my very favorite. It is hugely effective and very important. It's called Use the 80-20 Rule. The 80-20 Rule, also known as the Pareto Rule, is a time creation machine. It states 80% of your profits come from only 20% of your customers. Now think about that. If 80% of your profit comes from 20% of your customers, these are likely your ideal customers, or at least the closest to your ideal clients you currently have. Ideal clients should be profitable, fun to work with, and give you the least amount of hassle. Know who these clients are, focus on serving them well, and pursue new clients like them. Now let's divide the remaining 80% of clients into two groups, the bottom 20% and the middle 60%. We invite you to consider stop doing business with the bottom, least profitable 20% of clients. This decision will free up about 20% or more of your time. A decision like that might feel scary at first. However, you can put that time to better use by A, better serving your existing top 20% clients and getting more business from them, and B, attracting more customers of the highly profitable profile. Wilfredo Pareto, author of The Power of 80-20, says this, "This one decision alone can double your profits. You still serve the middle group of 60% of clients. However, your primary target in attracting new clients is your ideal client or customer. 20% of focused effort results in 80% outcome of results." If you apply that in your business, you're going to see phenomenal growth. That is my experience. Tip 33, identify your core values. Your core values are the foundation of your company. Your company culture is built on those core values. Live by them. Hire, evaluate, reward, and even fire by them. Everyone must be able to remember the company's core values at all times. Think about identifying your values. Make a beautiful plaque and put it at the entrance of your company for all to see. The core values are a guide for the present and future. They help attract the right employees and clients. They can also repel the wrong ones. Core values do not change. Do not add something to your list of core values with the intent to solve problems. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Martin Luther King Jr., American pastor, activist, humanitarian, and leader in the African-American civil rights movement. This brings us to tip 34, dare to be different, even if it is against the flow. We tend to be much more attracted to people who dare to be who they are, who dare to be unique, and who express their own thoughts and perspectives. People are often less attracted to a person who merely repeats what everyone else says. Let's face it, no one is liked by everyone. We all attract some people while repelling others. If you choose to put on a mask in order to look like the person you think others want you to be, you might attract people who like that mask rather than the real you. You might not even like the people you attract because you're not coming across the way you really are. When you are in your authenticity, and we talked about this before, you will attract the people who genuinely like you and want to do business with you. So dare to be different, even if it is against the flow. You are unique, and that is a great thing. Larry Ellison, CEO of Oracle, said, "When you innovate, you must prepare yourself for everyone to tell you you're nuts." Tip 34, attract the right clients. Your mission and vision statements, as well as core values, speak to the right people in the right way. They understand where you're coming from, your purpose, and the intent of your work. They are behind you, support you, and buy from you. They may even think you're cool, knowledgeable, or perhaps noble. This is one more reason to contemplate and write down your mission, vision, and core values. It will help attract the right clients to you. And that, by the way, feels really great to have the right clients rather than the wrong clients. It feels great in terms of the work you do on a daily basis as well. It feels great in your pocketbook. Realize that employees and the customers both have to be engaged at the same time to move your business forward for sustainable success. Robert G. Thompson, author of the book Hooked on Customers, The Five Habits of Legendary Customer-Centric Companies. Tip 36, create opportunities. Rather than wait for opportunities to find you, you need to find or create them. Take your talent and turn it into an entrepreneurial adventure. People who have reached financial status will tell you they look for ways to seize opportunities, not wait for opportunities to come knocking on their door, because typically it will not happen that way. So be innovative. You and your team have amazing talent. Which new products or services could you create? What do you already have that you could leverage more? How can you sell more to the clients you already serve? Here's one amazing story to inspire you. A toothpaste manufacturer wanted to sell more toothpaste. Go figure. Someone thought of making the whole of the toothpaste tubes a little larger. People used the toothpaste faster and sales went up. In other words, innovation doesn't always have to be complex. Sometimes the idea that works is strikingly simple. A pessimist is one who makes difficulties of his opportunities, and an optimist is one who makes opportunities of his difficulties. Harry S. Truman, 33rd U.S. President. Tip 37, write down your ideas as they occur to you. How many times have you had some ideas through a daydream while driving in your car or sitting at your desk and thought that as soon as you have time, you will make a note of it? When that free time rolls around, odds are you have forgotten some or all of those great ideas. That's why it's important to keep a journal or notepad handy at all times. Al Reese, who authored many books on marketing, never goes anywhere without a small pad in her shirt or jacket pocket to capture the moment and those wonderful ideas. Louis L'Amour never drove a vehicle. He would hire a driver and constantly make notes of the terrain and surrounding landscape along with his thoughts. He was the most prolific of all writers of Western novels. June Davidson had the good fortune to be personal friends with both of these authors. That's just awesome. When you have an idea, don't wait. Write it down immediately. Alternatively, have a little voice recorder or your cell phone voice recorder on hand. Success happens when you first think it, second ink it, and then speak it. June Davidson, President of American Seminar Leaders Association and Coaching Firm International. And of course, co-author extraordinaire, I might add. Tip 38, don't depend on doing business exclusively with one client. Doing business with a very lucrative client can lead to rapid growth and revenues for your company. However, depending on just one such client can also be dangerous. For example, if your company has traditionally focused on doing business with the government, let's say in the high-tech sector, you probably have been in pain lately. Shrinking budgets and sequestration have put a lot of companies that relied on the government out of business. Eric Basu, an ex-Navy SEAL, founded Centech Global as an engineering firm that provided services exclusively to the Department of Defense, DOD. A few years later, he repositioned the company to offer cybersecurity solutions, still to DOD. With great wisdom and foresight, Basu began to shift his focus onto the commercial market. When government funds dried up, his business continued to flourish without missing a beat. Doing business in the commercial sector versus with the government requires different marketing strategies, tools, budgets, and above all, a different mindset and company culture. CEOs like Basu, who successfully shifted his company into the commercial market, say that the internal cultural shift was the hardest part. However, in today's dynamic world, diversification of customers is a must. Chris Lutz, author of the book Modular Career Design, says this. Think about this for a second. Why is it that we would not invest even a single dollar without diversifying it and managing risk, but do exactly the opposite, putting all of our eggs in one basket with our regular income in our careers? Great question. Tip 39, know your clients. You need to know and understand your clients, especially your top 10. Find out what they like and dislike, what other products or services would be of value to them. These relationships are what will keep your business going. It's crucial for CEOs to consider their company's top clients' desires at all times. Quote, the aim of marketing is to know and understand the customer so well the product or service fits him and sells itself. Peter Drucker, Austrian-born American management consultant, educator, and author. Tip 40, when you're wrong or have made a mistake, admit it and make it right. I can't tell you how important this tip is. Very good customer service is a must. Attempting to cover a mistake you made can destroy your credibility. Facing it quickly and making it right actually gives you the opportunity to strengthen your relationship with the customer and build long-term loyalty. This will let your clients know that you are there for them and care about their success. After all, your clients are your link to success. Now get this story. On February 13, 2014, CEO of General Motors, Mary Barra, made one of the most catastrophic recalls in automotive history. She publicly acknowledged a faulty ignition switch in the Chevrolet Cobalt and Pontiac G5 models and recalled more than 600,000 cars of these models. Mary Barra learned about the matter only 2 weeks after taking on the position as CEO. Imagine that. And made the massive recall 2 weeks after that. GM agreed to pay a $35 million fine. That's the maximum penalty for failing to disclose safety problems promptly to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, for its delayed handling of the ignition switch recall. Barr found out that in previous years, GM had developed a culture of not addressing known problems. It seems that her efforts to turn around this mentality are rewarded by customers because GM has been experiencing month-over-month sales growth. That's relative to 2014. Now, Mary Barra, CEO of General Motors, said in an address to GM employees, "This is not just another business crisis for GM. I never want to put this behind us." Very good. So, well, that does it for this chapter, the top-notch rich niche. Please take a moment and jot down ideas in the worksheet that each of the tips triggers in you, and then we will talk in our next session. Cheers. Ciao.